Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up in about, 17 minutes. We're going to talk to Adam Kaplan, who's an NFL insider for Sirius XM and the Pro Football Network. So we'll preview the Commanders-Eagles game and maybe some other games as well. Right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, and it is sponsored.
That's right, Lurchy. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. But my boys yesterday, they were making fun of me because my car needs a wash. I got a scratch on it.
Oh, that's why you still have that scratch.
Guy like Squirrel, he trades in his cars like every 2 years. He's getting, have you ever heard of this? He's getting a ceramic coating of his car. He's paying $1,500. You ever heard of this?
No.
I think it's called a ceramic coating. And so basically, you never have to wax your car again.
So it always looks brand new.
It always looks silly. Yeah. For $1,500, I think he's getting that done like today. I'm like, are you nuts? I've never waxed my car ever.
Does he own the car or does he lease it?
No, this one he buys a new one every couple years.
Oh, he does.
I got my buddy who
he's always been a car guy.
Who already is lined up to buy his when he gets rid of it because Squirrel keeps them like they're brand new.
Yeah, what's he drive?
I don't know, some Range Rover thing. Oh. I mean, anyway, well,
that's what happens when you're rich. You spend $1,500 on ceramic coating.
I don't know. I just had to email my financial guy and tell him to ship us a bunch of money. My last tuition payments for Meg,
right,
and for Steven.
Right, you still got a lot more for another one.
I still got another one.
I know, I just sent off my last, I just wrote my last check and sent it off a couple days ago for my daughter's final semester down at Virginia Tech.
Feels silly, doesn't it?
Feels good. I mean,
now you just got a pay raise. You didn't even realize.
Compared to what you're paying for your colleges, yeah, I feel great. I mean, you wouldn't believe what Bickle's paying.
Oh, that's crazy.
But I was very lucky, very fortunate to have two in-states.
Yeah. How about Cakes? Cakes sent all three of us to Maryland.
Yep. That's a big deal.
In-state.
It's a huge difference.
Cakes just sitting on a mountain of money. If any of you guys listening are Busto, just ask Cakes for money. He's got money. All right. I don't know where we want to start off with. This is just so bizarre. You know how it's just so annoying how everyone is just like commenting on like how good looking this Mangione kid is, the guy that shot the United Health Worker guy. You know how all these chicks already lined up to have conjugal visits and marry him and all this stuff. They're also now, they say, 4 Luigi Mangione documentaries in the works.
Wow.
4 documentaries. The story is what? 2 weeks old, if that?
Something like that.
I guess the
charges, the official charges.
I guess they ramped them up, right? He got a terrorism charge.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that should be a terrorism charge.
I don't know.
How is it different than any other shooting?
I've talked to Thomas C. Mooney about that. I have no idea.
Yeah. How is it different than any sort of planned shooting in like New York City?
Has he been moved from Altoona to New York yet? I'm not sure.
Under New York law, such a charge can be brought when alleged crime is intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the policies of a unit of government by intimidation, which is what he was trying to do.
Okay.
He was trying to start a revolution.
So you like it. You like the terrorism charge.
Throw him off the building. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't care what charges he gets as long as he's in prison.
Yeah.
And he will be.
That's just so weird. And it's so weird that the mom allegedly didn't recognize the face, but when contacted by the police, she said, I could see him doing that.
Well, she also could be lying about the fact that she didn't recognize him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, she could have said
that's what I'm saying. How can a random police officer recognize him?
Yeah.
And his own mother.
I wouldn't believe her as far as I can throw her.
Right.
And you know a bunch of his family members knew that was him.
Well, they had a big family, prominent family.
I mean, they got a million people in their family. Of course, a certain percentage knew.
That's just, I mean, I don't know.
Man, that's this story about this 28-year-old, the TV anchor.
Yeah.
Was she in Arizona?
She had
13 News in Tucson. 28 years old, beautiful. Anna Orsini died of a brain aneurysm. Hmm.
Right. That's when you basically have almost no shot if you get a brain aneurysm. You're pretty much cooked.
Yeah.
Although I think didn't Peter Gammons have one and somebody saved him in the car somehow? They saw he was struggling or something.
He did have one.
911 and somehow they saved him.
Time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You mentioned throwing. How about this? Jelly Roll, who by the way, he looks huge to me still. Claims he's lost 100 pounds. He's training for a half marathon. He says it's going to take a year and a half to train. And God bless him. He claims that, or his wife says, he's going to be on like his 17th phone now. He's thrown his phone into the Cumberland River.
Because
he says it's stressing him out too much, and he's vowing to go. Could you do this? I couldn't. All of 2025 without a phone.
No, I could not do it.
He says it's
no
just
chance.
Every time he would get to his phone, he would have hundreds of text messages. He said he would just feel terrible that he wasn't responding to people in time. It was just being overwhelmed by it. It was causing him too much stress. So he chucked his phone into the Cumberland River. I guess if you want to get in touch with Jelly Roll, you're going to have to go through his wife. You're going to have to go through his handlers because he doesn't have a phone.
He's not going to have it.
Or at least one that he's going to own up to.
Well, how do they get in touch with him if there's an emergency?
You got to contact his manager. I mean, I'm sure he always has people around him.
Jason DeFord.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know anybody, certainly not me, but I don't know anybody who could go a year without a phone.
His initial plan was, and this maybe is plausible or doable, is he was going to just do a flip phone, right? Because with a flip phone, you're not going to sit there and like scroll Instagram or
social
TikTok
media
all day.
Right?
I mean, you could text, and that's about it. You call people.
I still have those flip phones in my office. All the old
phones.
Like
the old ones?
Yeah.
I have some.
I probably
have
15 phones in my office.
You haven't gotten rid of them?
Nah, but they were just in the storage room, and my wife brought them up. She said, look at all these dumb phones you have. So she put them in my office.
Yeah, but why? You should probably.
I don't know.
I don't think you get any money for them. Just crash them.
Yeah, I probably should. I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It brings back memories.
Like your flip phone.
When's the last time? Had Mike Moore ever seen a flip phone?
Has he ever seen a BlackBerry?
BlackBerry, yes. My dad did have one of those back in the day. Those are actually kind of silly. A little ahead of their time.
I should bring those in. So
your first phone was probably like my kids. Like, it was an iPhone.
Your first phone, iPhone 4.
Right. Drabby, was Oscar the first guy to have the iPhone back in that day?
I'm sure he lined up a week ahead of time.
He was one of those guys. Yeah. He was an early adopter.
100%, yeah.
What did we have? We just have regular phones with buttons? Because those came out before the iPhone, right? We had regular cell phones.
Yeah.
Regular cell phones. Like a Nokia or something.
Yes.
With a bunch of buttons.
Yes.
Or a flip phone or whatever.
Yeah. I got a bunch of those in my office.
Well, I think the flip phones came later. No, like the really compact ones.
No, I had a flip phone in like 2003 or something, 2002.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the first cell phones were almost like those Nokias that were like bricks.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Well, Jason had a phone in one of his uncle's BMWs that he gave him, right? It was like a corded phone he had in
his
car.
Big.
Yeah. It looked like a home phone.
It was as big as my water bottle. Maybe bigger.
Did you ever use it?
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Just plugged it into the freaking lighter or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So you remember we did the story about Jamie Foxx, and he was at Mr. Chow's, and he was celebrating his 57th birthday.
And someone threw
and
a glass at
somebody threw
him.
A bottle at him or something. You know how it
started?
Did they
catch the person?
Well, apparently it started because some of the jackass people, they were goofing around, and somebody, I guess, they projected a laser showing the image of, your Johnson on the table.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they're bitter. He's over there celebrating his birthday, and he's got a penis image on his table. And then, I guess an argument ensued. The jackass guys are doing bits. They're messing with Jamie Foxx. And I guess things escalated, and somebody ended up throwing a bottle at him and caused some stitches.
Now, I don't think, reading the story, it was any of the big sillies.
But was it like Johnny Knoxville?
No, it was like the production crew or something.
Yeah, they were having like a holiday party.
Yeah, the behind-the-glass guys of Jackass.
Giving everybody a bad name.
Jamie said he got bitter because his 16-year-old daughter and then his older daughter were like at the dinner.
He thought it was
inappropriate.
I'd be pissed too.
It's inappropriate.
Bunch of idiots.
I don't know. I don't think there's really that much more going on. There's a bunch of songs I have for like the best songs of 2024, but a lot of them are like hip hop songs. I never even heard of them, so I don't even want to go through that. But Drab, you can help me with this. Did they announce yesterday that they're going to have a Conor McGregor Logan Paul fight? Isn't Logan Paul much bigger than Conor McGregor? I feel like he's a big dude.
I think it's some goofy fight in
India.
Yeah.
And it's an exhibition.
This is going to be
I don't know if it's official. I think Conor said that he was fighting Logan.
Oh, so it's not official yet? But is it, like, I feel like Logan looks like a big dude, like 6'1", 6'2".
No, Conor's much bigger than you think.
He is?
Yeah, I mean.
How old is he? How big is he?
Conor probably walks around, I'm guessing, Mike, at like 190 pounds or
yeah,
even
but
more
how,
now.
How I mean, tall is
he's
he?
He's 5'9".
He's 5'9".
Logan Paul's 6'2".
Yeah.
Yeah, but Logan Paul can probably cut down to 185 or so.
Yeah, it would probably be a catch weight right around like 195, 200 pounds if I had to guess. Yeah.
Now listen, I've seen Logan Paul. Like, I think he's an unreal wrestler with all his athleticism, but his boxing is not impressive. I mean, as washed up as Conor McGregor may be, you got to put your money on Conor.
Yeah, I mean, I would put money on Conor to chin him, but dude, we just found out with this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, like these things are kind of rigged. Like, just meant to go the distance, drag on as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're saying he has announced the fight, but nobody cares. Here's the article in Forbes. Here's the headline. Conor McGregor announces Logan Paul fight, comma, people barely care. And I think it's because every time you watch these now, you feel burned. When we watched the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing, didn't you just feel awful afterwards? I remember watching
I
felt gross, even though we paid nothing for it.
I only saw highlights of it. How bad was Tyson?
He was okay
just slow.
For a minute.
He was fine. He was fine in like the first round,
and then he just got slow.
Then
right? He was tired and slow.
It just sucked.
Yeah.
And then you saw openings where Jake Paul was clearly primed to be hit, and Mike is like pulling his punches. Like it just got weird. The whole thing got weird. So I don't know. I guess we're all suckers, and we'll.
So McGregor announced it on social media, but it's not official yet?
I guess.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, I don't know where this would be.
Why are they fighting in India if it happens?
Maybe they're the only people that would sanction it. Is it going to be a Netflix deal or is it going to be pay-per-view? Because no one's going to buy
this. No,
it'd
probably be on pay-per-view. But I'm guessing it's also in India just because they're throwing the bag at those guys. That's where the most money is going to be for them.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So there you go. Not a whole lot going on. They say Wendy Williams is going to come back. For those of you that are Wendy Williams fans and you watched her
nobody
TV
cares.
Show, nobody cares about her. Doesn't she have dementia?
Nobody
She's
cares
not coming
about
back.
Williams. No.
Seems like the dumbest story ever.
You're correct. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
We do care about Adam Kaplan. He's an NFL insider. We'll talk to him next. Stay with us.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.